minutes before 6 o'clock. Here's the latest we have in professional sports. Quite a few finals in the NBA today. A lot of games this afternoon. San Antonio defeated the New York Knicks 119-96. Indiana over Chicago 111-99. New Orleans Jazz defeated Houston 99-90. The New York Nets, as Wynn Elliott was talking about a half hour ago, defeated Cleveland 94-90. Detroit, really awesome against Kansas City. I don't know if you saw that game on TV. 131-11. Bob Lanier got thrown out of the game. He slugged Jim Akins. I think he gave him a shiner, too. Boston over Buffalo today, 113-97. Philadelphia defeated L.A., 102-97. And after three, it's Phoenix 87, Denver 82. In the WHA for hockey, Edmonton 4, San Diego 1 after two periods. Tonight, the Red Hot Gears are again at home against Port Huron. CBS Radio News is next at 6. And then we'll update our local news at 6:08 tonight. CBS Radio Adventure Theater. And then I'll be back here at 7 o'clock this evening.
Covers the valley, and CBS covers the world on your 24-hour news and information center, WSJW, Saginaw Bay City.
CBS News. The federal government is investigating charges some natural gas producers have kept their product off the market to keep the prices up. I'm Ed Bradley reporting on the CBS radio network. Interior Secretary Cecil Andrus says his department is investigating the charges at the request of Ohio Senator Howard Metzenbaum. Andrus said on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation that he doesn't know if the charges are true, but that he expects to have a preliminary report early this week. A similar charge was made today by Governor Milton Schaap of Pennsylvania. He specifically charged that two natural gas producers in his state, Amoco and United Gas Industries, have capped several wells to keep their gas off the market. United Gas President Arthur Bone denied the charge to CBS News. Governor Schaap appeared on the ABC broadcast, Issues and Answers. Everybody has his thoughts about this winter's natural gas problem, even China's official news agency, Xinhua. The agency says some American utilities have jacked up their prices to take advantage of the cold weather. It says they gain huge profits, while according to Xinhua, the working people live in worse conditions. More news in a minute.
Pardon me, sir. Would you step over here to the patrol car, please?
Oh, hello, officer.
You have business in this neighborhood, sir?
Yes, I live four blocks from here. It's the brick colonial with the crack in the driveway.
What are you doing out this time of night, sir?
Well, I got all ready for bed, see, and darn if I didn't forget to pick up a copy of Time magazine at the newsstand today.
What type of coat would you call that, sir?
This is a house coat. See, I spilled cocoa on mine, and I just grabbed my wife's. I guess the puffy sleeves look a little silly.
Do you want to get in the car, sir?
In the car? See, I just don't go to bed without a Time movie review or something the Modern Living section.
Yes, sir.
I tried reading something else, but there isn't anything like Time.
No.
Do you know, officer, how many editorial awards Time magazine has won?
No, sir.
And Time is so respected. I'm a firm believer, along with Winston Churchill, that you are what you read.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please don't send me up the river just for wearing puffy sleeves.
You're home, sir.
I will.
Oh, thank you. God bless. Okay, bye.
Time makes everything more interesting, including you.
Transportation Secretary Brock Adams says he's going to reconsider his predecessor's decision not to require airbags in new cars. His predecessor, William Coleman, decided against requiring the bags in favor of a voluntary trial run by the automakers. Adams was asked if there should be a law requiring airbags and interlocking seatbelts for maximum protection.
Airbags under the decision that came out were indicated would save about 10,000 lives per year. We were not successful in having the other passive restraints, in other words, mandatory seat belts with an interlock, because the Congress said you couldn't do it. I therefore think we should re-examine airbags because they operate automatically. But I would also say that seat belts should be on the car too for the side rollover.
Adams, interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press, also said he supports the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit and that he'll do his best to see it's enforced. A predicted meeting today in Damascus, Syria, between Jordan's King Hussein and PLO leader Yasser Arafat failed to materialize. Arafat left town just before Hussein arrived. The two men haven't met in 6 years. In Saudi Arabia, UN Secretary General Kurt Waldheim met with officials and awarded a UN medal to King Khaled for what was called the King's contribution to the stabilization of world peace. Many of the black Rhodesian parents who went across the border into Botswana today to talk with their runaway teenage children are returning empty-handed. Chris Morton has this report.
The seven Rhodesian buses which brought the 140 parents down to Francistown this morning left late this afternoon on the long, muddy journey back to the Rhodesian border 60 miles away. Out of the 200 children seen by the adults, only 51 elected to go home. The rest returned to the Francistown refugee camp pending onward transportation to Zambia for guerrilla training. They were allegedly abducted from a Rhodesian mission school a week ago. However, many of the parents had obviously been shaken to find their children were not only willing to go for training, but entirely unwilling to return home. Today's interviews between children and parents were carried out under the watchful eye of Red Cross officials who the children had refused to speak to in advance. Afterwards, some parents happily led their children toward the buses, but for the others, the rescue mission had turned into a nightmare. Chris Morton for CBS News, Bulawayo, Rhodesia.
The White House has confirmed that a classmate of President Carter at the Naval Academy is being seriously considered as a nominee to head the CIA. He's Admiral Stansfield Turner, currently a NATO commander in Europe. More news after this.
How does your laxative work? Many brand name laxatives contain ingredients that expand in your stomach. That's how they work. We know a medicine that works differently. It's in the X-Lax pill. Overnight, the X-Lax pill gently stimulates your system's own regular rhythm. Stimulates your system for relief in the morning. No surprises, just relief in the morning. That's the X-Lax pill. Try it tonight with confidence. For occasional use only as directed, X-Lax pills.
American aviation experts reportedly have taken a 180-degree turn in their evaluation of the Soviet MiG-25 Foxbat fighter plane. Before one of the planes fell into Western hands last year in Japan, according to the British magazine New Scientist, experts had considered it crude and outdated. Not so anymore. Now these experts have changed their mind and think that it's better than any Western plane of its type. Ed Bradley, CBS News.
For News 79, this is Jeff Chancellor reporting on WSGW. Two Detroit sisters face preliminary examination tomorrow in Recorder's Court on charges of receiving loot from a $100,000 armed robbery of a suburban Roseville jewelry store. A third Detroit woman, who Roseville police say is believed to have been the driver of the getaway car, faces preliminary examination Wednesday in Roseville District Court. About 6,000 workers are on strike against Rockwell International plants in five states, including three plants in Michigan. The workers, who are members of the United Auto Workers Union, are employed at Rockwell's automotive operations facilities. Coast Guard officials say those 400 persons who were stranded on Harsin's Island near Algonac last night are now starting to return to the mainland. Champion's Ferry Company was forced to suspend service last night after ice jammed the narrow channel of the St. Clair River. Michigan Lieutenant Governor James Dammon says he isn't sure he wants to keep his job, at least not the way it's presently set up. The 44-year-old hardware chain owner from Troy complains that he spends one-third to one-half of his time presiding over the Michigan Senate, and he says that chore is slightly akin to watching ivy climb. Dammon says he believes the lieutenant governor should be relieved of his legislative burden and become what he terms an integral part of the executive branch. One of the country's best-known car makers says it wants nothing to do with violence on television, and Chevrolet General Manager Robert Lund says his division will not advertise on any program which the company thinks is too violent. Transportation Secretary Brock Adams said today he plans to re-examine the use of airbags as automobile safety devices. WSGW's Radar Weather Watch from meteorologist Dan O'Connor. Tonight, fair and cold, a low of 2 below. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 18 degrees. Currently, winds are westerly at 17 miles an hour. Under partly cloudy skies, it's 18 degrees with a wind chill factor of 6 below zero. This is Jeff Chancellor reporting on WSGW, first with the news 24 hours a day.
The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. Welcome. I'm Tom Bosley, bringing you the world of adventure, the world of your imagination, a world as vast as the universe, which you can enjoy through the magic of radio. All you need to do is listen. The time of our story is, well, not right now, but not too long ago. The story itself is about someone who may not be just like you, though you may know somebody just like him. You see, he's a boy who talks to rocks. That's right, rocks.
The bridge is washed out! Can't get out that way! Swing around! Everybody back out! We'll have to try the long way, over the ridge!
Our adventure story, A Very Special Place, was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by Alan Sloan and stars Russell Horton. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Tricks. How will I get some this time?
Bobby and Betty are visiting a lighthouse. They're having breakfast, and guess who's hiding nearby? The Trix Rabbit.
Are my eyes playing tricks on me, or is that a box of tricks? Disguised as a ship's captain, I'll get some. A parrot on my shoulder. This cap to hide my ears.
Stepping out of the fog, the rabbit approaches.
Ahoy there, mates.
Wow, it's a ship's captain.
He's even got a parrot.
Captain's playing tricks.
Quiet, bird brain. Morning, mates. I see you've landed some tricks.
Sure, Captain. Tricks is great with juice, toast, and milk. Like some, Captain?
Would I? Ahoy. Tricks in raspberry red, lemon, yellow, orange, orange. Whoops, my hat.
Look at those ears.
You're not a captain, you're the rabbit.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Oh, shucks, my plans are sunk.
The trick's on you, huh?
Now let's let the young fellow who talks to rocks introduce himself. After all, he knows himself better than most people do. And it's his story. And if it's a little strange, well, so is he. At least, different.
My name is Freddy. I live with my father because my mother died when I was little. My father's a builder, and he's smart. He can take a drawing of a house with nothing but lines and numbers on it and build the whole house. And me? Well, I'm not so smart, I guess. I never went to a regular school. When I was 16, that was as far as the school I did go to went. So, I came home. Hi, Dad.
What do you say, boy?
What's the matter, Dad?
Well, Freddy, it's about junior high.
Am I gonna go?
I can't work it out, Freddy. You see, you're old enough to be in high school, and... Well, they just can't see you fitting in with littler kids. You see what I mean? Freddy, they just won't take you.
But what am I gonna do?
Well, we'll see if we can work something out. Okay?
Okay. Dad, you mind if I take off for a while?
Where to?
Oh, just my special place. Don't worry, I'll be back for supper. I have some special places around where I live, where I go. I live kind of away from town, and I sort of wander around the woods and all that. People don't mind. Practically everybody knows me anyhow. I don't know why. Well, anyhow, I went to one of my very special places. It's a rock. A big rock. I mean big. As big as a house. Honest. Right in the middle of a real wild place. There's a meadow and a whole bunch of trees and a brook. But the rock is my very best place. I climb up and I sit there and I think. And sometimes I talk to it. The rock. I wonder how old you are, rock. I bet a zillion years. Boy. If you could talk to me, I bet you could tell me about Indians, probably, and even earthquakes. I wonder if an earthquake could move you. What do you think, Rock? That day I was on my rock is when it all started. This car stopped right near, and this man got out, and my dad was with him. The man was pointing all over the place.
Now, the subdivision's going to use the whole area.
Mm-hmm. How many plots were you thinking of?
Well, we're shooting for at least 20. Now, about this rock. Now, if we leave it there, it'll cost us a lot of land use, but on the other hand, blasting's expensive.
Sure is.
Can you give me a price for the whole ball of wax?
Well, 20 houses, huh?
Maybe more.
Oh, can do.
What, Dan? What can you do?
Well, look who's here. Mr. Hammond, I'd like you to meet my son, Freddie. Freddie is Mr. Hammond.
Hi. What you doing?
Well, I've bought up this property, Freddie. We're going to put a lot of nice houses here, and I'm talking to your dad about contracting the whole deal. Huh? How about that, huh?
Houses? Here?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, now, Freddie, Mr. Hammond and I have to go on with our business, so you take off, eh?
Okay, but don't build any old houses in my special place, you hear?
Nice lad. I suppose he's an ecology nut like the others. Huh?
Well, no, he's not like the others. He's moderately retarded.
Oh. Well, isn't he in school or something? I mean, I should think that...
Nothing. Nothing I can afford.
Joe, I just got an idea. Why don't we put the boy to work when we get started now? We can get a nice job.
I'm not sure.
Listen, I'll make a place for him. Now, you come in with estimates that I can live with, and that beautiful kid's got himself a job. Well, it's better than just wandering around, isn't it?
I went to another special place, sort of a little swamp on the other side of my rock. But has it got frogs and turtles? And this time, I saw something I never saw before. Oh, wow. It was brown with a long tail, and it slid in the mud and poked its head up and looked at me. Boy, I know what you are. You're an otter. But he disappeared in the brush. So I went on to my best special place of all. It's way up near the top of a hill. My dad calls it a ridge. Way behind where anybody ever goes, way up and off the road. Can you guess what it is? Listen how it sounds inside. Hello? Hello? It's a cave. Nobody knows about it because you have to squeeze behind a big rock. But inside, wow, it can hold a million people. Well, 100 for sure. Now, I said nobody knows, but there's one other person who knows. His name is Jim. Everybody calls him Old Jim.
Hello, boy.
What you doing?
Oh, looking to see if I can find another one of these. Where there's one, there's more.
Wow. An arrowhead.
Yeah.
Well, then there really were Indians.
I expect so. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Here, hand me that flashlight. 60 years, man and boy, and I never noticed this before. But when you threw the light on her this way...
Oh, Jim. Drawings.
Yeah.
Look, here's a deer and a bear. Oh, all those funny marks. What do they mean?
Well, some say they drew the critters they wanted to hunt for. And some say they drew the ones they managed to kill. The marks are probably counting.
You think there were otters around here then?
Well, it could be. There haven't been any around for longer than you've lived.
I saw one.
Where?
Down by my swamp.
I'll be doggone.
Jim, you know, I like you. Because you believe me. Jim.
Hmm?
You think the new houses will chase the otter away? Where will all the animals go when they build the houses?
No. You heard, huh? That's why I come here today. Lots of people moving in. They'll find this someday. And that'll be that.
Will be what?
They'll plain destroy it, like everything else. Boy, you promised me once you'd never tell a living soul about this place.
And I never did.
I believe you, but...
And I never will, Jim. No, sir, I wouldn't tell for anything, never, no matter what. It's our special place.
Yeah, us and the Injuns. Here, you take this arrow point.
Oh, well, maybe we ought to leave it right here.
I like you, boy. Oh, you keep it. The Injuns won't miss it.
Well, dishes are done. Can I watch TV, Dad?
Mm-hmm. Later. First, I've got a surprise for you.
Well, I got one for you. Now, close your eyes. Put out your hand.
Okay.
There.
An arrowhead.
Yep. And it's real.
Well, that's not a war point. This is for small game.
Gee, how do you know that?
Oh, the old man knows a thing or three. It's beautiful. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I found it.
Where?
It's a secret.
Fair enough. Well, now as to my surprise. Now, there's a lot of if connected to it, but... Freddie, if I get this contracting job, and I think I'm going to get it, you're going to work.
Me?
Yep.
I don't want to.
You don't want to work on a job with me?
No, that's not it. I don't want to help to mess up my special places. Put houses in the meadow and houses in the woods and...
Freddie, people have to have houses. People have to have jobs, work, money coming in so they can send their kids to school. Put bread and butter on the table. You have to understand that.
Well, I do, Dad, I do, but...
Freddie, I have to work. And there hasn't been all that much around, you know. Now, I can't think of anything better in the whole world than having you work right alongside of me. The whole world, boy. So, what do you say?
Okay.
Okay, what?
I'll think about it.
Fair enough.
Just one thing, Dad. If I do take that job, do you think the other people will laugh at me?
What do you think? Why should people laugh at a boy? Because he talks to rocks and frogs and otters? Because instead of going to school, he just sort of wanders around? And what about that job? Do you think Freddie will decide to take it? If it was your special place, would you? We'll learn more when I return shortly with Act Two.
Lucky Charms!
They're magically delicious. Do you know how I, Lucky the Leprechaun, got water for the desert? I was there with me camel.
That's me, yeah.
And I said to him, let's have our juice, toast, milk, and Lucky Charms. Ah, Lucky Charms, the frosted oat cereal with marshmallow surprises, shaped like pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds.
Lucky Charms, yeah.
Oh, the kids, after me Lucky Charms. We'd better run.
Catch
Lucky! Get it, Lucky Charms!
They're catching up. I use magic to make a river and swim away. I forgot, we can't swim.
Jump in and get him!
Go! Well, they got me Lucky Charms. The desert got a river, and I...
Got you!
Got a cold.
Got me Lucky Charms!
They're magically delicious.
Hi, this is Gene King. I'm with the Council of the Better Business Bureaus, and let me tell you what happened to me the other day. I was riding along in the car, and I had my son Johnny with me, and I don't know, he was reading something or other, and all of a sudden...
Wow, this is terrific.
What's terrific, Johnny?
Listen to this ad. It says, be the first one in your neighborhood to own a super combination telescope, lie detector, periscope, radar, pocket detective kit with free club room.
Wow, no kidding. How much does it cost?
Well, it's only $1 if I answer the ad right away. Can I get it, Daddy? Can I please?
Well, now, you know what I told Johnny? I said, you know, this sounds too good to be true. I've fallen for ads like this myself, and I found it's always a good idea to check something out first before you buy it, like finding out if you can get your money back if you don't like it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that super-duper thing I bought last year. It fell apart.
Well, you see what I mean?
The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
On a lovely day like today, nothing beats sitting down to juice, toast, milk, and my delicious strawberry-flavored cereal, Frankenberry.
You Franken-fathead! My chocolate become chocula is the most monstrously delicious thing to sink your teeth into.
Who's that knocking at my door?
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door?
It is I, the Viper.
The Viper?
He wants my delicious Frankenberry with strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
No, the Viper wants my Count Chocula with chocolate marshmallows.
I am the Viper. Let me in. I am the Viper, and I'm coming in.
I am the window wiper. Remember, I come to wipe your windows every Wednesday.
Tune in again for more scary silliness with...
Count Chocula.
And Frankenberry.
Freddy was confused. If he took a job helping to build houses, he'd be helping to spoil one of his special places. But if he didn't, he'd just spend his time wandering around and... miss out on a chance to earn some money on his own and work with his dad. So, what did he do?
I'll try it out for a while, Mr. Hammond, and see what happens.
Well, that's fair enough, Freddy. Now, it'll be a while before we get into the actual construction, so you just tag after me while we lay out the development. Oh, here. You're in charge of these.
What's all this stuff?
Maps. Here, look here. There, see, it shows where everything's going. The roads and houses, power lines, the whole works.
Mr. Hammond, are you really going to put a house here?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I wouldn't if I were you. See, there's a...
Well, you're not me. You leave those decisions to me. You just keep track of my maps and, when I want some advice, I'll ask you for it.
Okay. First thing that happened, some guys came in with things like telescopes and started peeking through them all over the place. Mr. Hammond, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Freddy. What's on your mind?
It's that farthest house.
Freddy, I told you that is my job.
Yeah, but...
Now, there's no time to argue with you, boy. Take this pad and pencil and you start a record.
Well, how do you want me to do it?
Well, Alice, today's Tuesday, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, put that on your first page, and as the day goes by, then you keep a record of what comes in. Good.
Now, about that house...
Go on. Find yourself someplace out of everybody's way where you can keep track.
didn't seem like such an important job to me, but if that's what he wanted, okay. So I went and sat on top of my rock with my pad and pencil. Hello, old rock. You see what's going on down there? They're going to build a whole bunch of houses. I'll bet there'll be lots of kids climbing all over you next year. But they think they're smart, those people. Boy, wait till they try putting a house over there. They won't listen to me, but they'll find out. It was great to be able to see my dad walking around, kind of being the boss. But inside, I felt funny, kind of mixed up and sad. Then, one day, something happened that made me feel just terrible.
Clear to the edge of the brook, fellas.
Well, why are you cutting down all those trees?
Oh, check your map, Freddy. Houses going there.
But Mr. Hammond, the biggest tree in the whole state is in there.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, it is. It's a giant oak. My dad read me about it in the magazine once.
Well, we'll see how it goes, Freddy. Maybe we can save it.
You have to, Mr. Hammond. There's a hawk, a big hawk, and he comes back to that tree every year, every single year. It's his home.
Oh, Freddy, I've explained 100 times.
Yeah, but you never listened to me. It's not just the hawk that's going to have no place to go, Mr. Hammond. There's so many different things that live here. Once, I saw a deer right there. A lady deer, I know, because it had no horns. I was real close, and it looked at me. And it wasn't scared.
Freddy.
And there's turtles in the brook and flowers in the swamp. Jack in the pulpits in spring and lady slipper in summer and Indian pipes in the fall.
Hey, stop!
I felt so bad. I wanted to cry. But I didn't want him to see me. So I started to walk away.
Freddy, wait. Freddy.
I don't want to talk to you.
Freddy, now these new houses are going to be very important to you.
Why?
Well, think of it. 20 houses, 20 families. Now, for one thing, think of all the jobs you can have that you couldn't when it was undeveloped. But more important than that, there'll be lots of new friends, Freddy. Lots of kids for you to meet. You know, make friends with.
Gee, I never thought of that.
Well, you think about it. Of course, maybe a lot of them will be younger than you, but it'll be better than talking to rocks and frogs, won't it?
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah. But I wasn't all that sure. So, after I finished up my day's work, I went to my other special place, where I think. I went to my pond, and I thought, there's room for the frogs. And I went to the reservoirs. Oh, did I tell you about the three reservoirs? There's a big one up where the ridges come together, and another one below the dam where water comes down like the pictures in my books, and a little one at the bottom where the ducks always come. And I went to my cave, and I thought, this will always be here, no matter what. And I felt better about the whole thing. Is that you, Jim?
It's me, boy. Something on your mind, boy?
Uh-huh. They're cutting down the trees, Jim.
I heard them.
What you smiling for?
Why, it's progress.
What's progress?
Progress is bulldozing away the topsoil, digging foundations and spreading fill around, then putting the topsoil back and planting lawns with grass that don't give seeds that birds can eat. Then hanging out feeders so they'll come to the window. Progress is cutting down 100 trees the good Lord put there.
and planting a couple of dozen Boughton trees and a couple dozen Boughton shrubs and calling it landscaping. Landscaping is what I call it.
But people need houses.
They getting to you too, boy?
Besides, you can't stop them.
Hey, presentation of final plans for the development of the old Osborne property, to be known as the Hammond Tract, haven't been completed. The town engineers haven't approved the road survey. The sanitation department haven't approved the septic fields. Are there any further comments?
Yes, sir.
State your name and address.
Freddie Cookman, and I live at...
How old are you, son?
16.
I'm sorry, as a non-taxpayer, you're out of order. Well, there being no further...
But who's going to speak for the trees and the rocks?
You are out of order.
Just a minute, Mr. Chairman. I will put in my say for the wild things. Why, when you were a kid yourself, many's the time I caught you chasing rabbits on the property, and now...
Speaking of property, Jim, are you caught up in your back taxes yet?
You know I ain't.
A couple of weeks after that, it really began. I was lying on my big rock, and a bunch of monsters started in to chew up my special place. Bulldozers scraping the meadow away, screeching against boulders like the ground was screaming, and big heavy trucks coming and going, and then they even started drilling holes in my rock.
Hey, Freddy, get down off of there.
I won't.
Come on, boy. Let's go somewhere else.
I guess I must be different. I mean, who would cry over a rock? Well, maybe old Jim is different, too. Because his eyes got all shiny, too.
Well, it's a good thing old Jim and Freddy left when they did. Because while the drills were preparing to dynamite Freddy's big rock, over in another part of the property, the angry chainsaws were biting into the great old oak. But Freddy still had his job, and that was good. Or was it? I'll be back with our final act shortly.
Keep on the go, everyone.
With tasty, toasty Cheerios. The score is tied. Both teams have tried to play baseball like the pros do. Now's your turn at bat. Here's where it's at. Keep on the go, pull through.
You're up, Jeff, and we sure do need a hit. Here's your bat.
Thanks. I'm ready to go. Okay, pitcher, throw one across the plate. I dare you.
Strike one.
That pitcher's rough. The playing's tough. But you do the best you can do.
Strike two.
You keep giving it all you've got. Keep it on the go. That's you.
Hit! Go, Jeff!
Toast, juice, milk, and tasty, toasty Cheerios helps give you the energy it takes to keep on the go.
Heading for home! Go,
Cheerios! Cheerios! Boy power! Maybe you wonder what it's like to be a Boy Scout. Well, the first thing is, it's like becoming a man. As soon as you join a scout troop, you find you're competing with other fellows from around the neighborhood. You discover how you stack up against them. Next, you notice that you're making something of yourself, something important. The scouting program lets you pick up skill in electronics, communications, atomic energy, computers, astronomy, or even in space exploration. You learn a lot about the world you live in, too. How to cook over an open fire and sleep under an open sky. Pretty soon you find you're taking charge, leading the younger members of the troop and showing them how to get things done. And you're having a lot of fun doing it. As they say, manpower begins with boy power, and nothing builds that like the Scouts. Does it sound good to you? Why not join up right now?
The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly.
Oh, boy, here I go again. Another mistake. I'll never get my typing speed up fast enough to get a job. I knew I should have taken typing in high school.
Well, you know, Sally, have you ever thought of taking some courses at a business school?
That's a great idea, Daddy. But do you have any ideas on how I can find a good, you know, vocational school?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. Down at the office, we have some material on what to look for and what to look out for in vocational schools. But there's one thing I want to tell you. If a school appeals to you, find out first what some companies think of the school. For example, will they be willing to hire you after you complete this course?
That makes good sense, Daddy.
Yeah, and there's another thing, Sally. Before you enroll, you better go down there and take a look at the school and check out the facilities and talk to a few of the students and find out what they think of the school.
You know, Dad, it really pays to have a father who works at the Council of Better Business Bureaus.
This is Cocoa Puffs Radio News.
We're on stage with the master magician, Lock-em-up Louie. Louie says his newest lock-em-up trick is impossible to escape from. Ah, here's today's challenger, the world-famous Sonny the Cuckoo Bird. Sonny always goes cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Tell us, Sonny, why did you volunteer?
Why? To keep from going cuckoo from juice, toast, milk, and munchy, crunchy, chocolatey.
No, don't say it.
Cocoa Puffs.
Why don't you want to go cuckoo?
When I go cuckoo, my feathers flip wacko bunkers loony land.
How will this trick keep you from going cuckoo?
First, I'm wrapped up in rubber bands.
And?
Stuffed into a stainless steel bank vault.
And?
Dropped into a tub of chicken soup.
Aha! That'll keep Sonny from going cuckoo for munchy, crunchy, chocolatey Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs? Yahoo! I'm Cocoa Puffs! Cocoa Cocoa Puffs! Oh, maybe I should have said abracadabra.
As I said, Freddy still had his job. The preliminary work had been done, and the real construction began. Trying to stop progress was out of the question. The big question was, would he, should he, stick to the job or not?
I stuck. And you know something? It wasn't all that bad. Once you got used to seeing it the way it was gonna be instead of how it used to be, in fact, it was kind of exciting, kind of fun, because everybody got to know me, and I was learning stuff.
Wow, that sure goes fast. Is it hard?
No, not if you do it right. Here, you want to try?
Can I?
Sure. You see this line?
Uh-huh.
Now, you make it cut outside the line so she comes into size.
No.
Lay the flat of it right here, and put your other hand there to guide her. Press that trigger. And there you go.
I did it. Look. He's coming back. He's looking for his tree.
What's that?
Can't you see him? There. Look, the big hawk. Look at him circle. Hello, hawk. I'm sorry.
Doggone chicken thief. I wish I had my shotgun.
Wow, did you see that?
What now?
Out in the pond, did you see that splash? Look at the rings it made.
Oh, it must have been a big bass.
Pickerel. They live in the weeds over on the shady side where they're gonna fill it in.
I guess I'll bring some tackle tomorrow to see if I can get it.
Would you eat them or something?
What, all those bones? Pickerel ain't eating fish.
Well, then why would you want to catch him? All of a sudden, it was finished. Houses, roads, garages, telephone poles and stuff. People coming and going, looking at the houses. And then great big vans coming, people moving in. And you know, it seemed as if it was always there. I only had one special place left. Little bunch of trees down by what they left of the brook. And there was only one of my friends left. I saw him, and I caught him. Oh, I didn't hurt him, I just caught him. To show the kids that moved in. My new friends. Go ahead, touch him. See? He's not slimy. He's smooth. Oh, go ahead. Pat him. Don't be afraid. He won't bite. There. Now, the way you can tell what he is two things. First, he's got this little kind of turned up nose. See that? That's why he's called Hognose. I'll show you a picture of him in my book. And the other thing, now watch. When you put him back on the ground, see? He plays dead. You see, you can turn him over and he'll roll right back. He's playing possum.
Freddie, what were you doing with the neighborhood kids today?
Oh, nothing. Why?
Were you messing around with a snake?
Oh, that, yeah. That little old hog nose. He came back, Dad.
Well, things are different now, Freddie. I hate to have to tell you this, but you're... Well, Mr. Hammond got some complaints from the parents.
But, Dad...
Now, the fact is, they don't want you around there, on their property.
But can't I show the kids about the stuff I know?
Well, their parents don't want you to, son.
Why not? Snakes won't hurt you if you leave them alone.
It's not the snakes. I'm sorry, Freddie.
So am I. But I'm sorry for the animals.
Me too. Well, let's talk about something else. What are you going to do with all the money you earned?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Hey, Dad, how much does a barometer cost? A real good one. I always wanted a real barometer so I could tell the weather by myself. My barometer was right. It started to blow, and it started to rain, and it rained, and it rained, and did it ever rain? And I went out in it. I went over to the bottom reservoir, and it was really full. And I checked the next reservoir, and the water was pouring over the edge like giant soap suds. I was gonna go check my cave, but then I noticed something. My friends, the animals. Honest, Dad, they're all heading up the ridge. I saw some skunks, and I think I saw the otter. Hey, Dad, he likes water. And even the squirrels, they were all heading for the top of the ridge.
So?
Well, don't you see, they must know something. Even old Jim said so. Dad, it's like in the stories. There's gonna be a flood.
Nonsense.
Honest, if the dam goes, there's gonna be zillions of tons of water.
Now, Freddie, don't let your imagination run away with you.
My barometer's been way down for a couple of days. Lots and lots of rain and wind.
Well, we just have to batten down the hatches.
Well, what's that mean?
No, it's just an expression.
Well, those new people better batten down the hatches, too, because if we get too much rain, they are going to be swamped. And you know something? I don't care. Dad, those new houses are gonna be swamped, maybe even swept away.
Well, let's see what's really going on.
In low-lying areas, exceptionally heavy rains are contributing to runoffs. Flash flooding is already occurring in many streams, and residents of low-lying areas...
Uh-oh. Here goes our power. Get your little portable.
Some trees are down. Residents are advised to stay in their homes. Since many power wires are down, many roads...
Lost their power, too.
Dad, I think somebody ought to tell those people. You hear that? You hear that roar? That's the waterfall in the second dam, and you can hear it from here. Dad, it might go.
Okay, I'll pass the word.
Just let you know, it might go, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, I don't know. We're pretty snug up here. To be perfectly frank, I don't think you ought to go around trying to start a panic.
Well, if you won't believe my dad, ask your kids. Ask them if Freddy ever told them anything that was wrong. All the kids stood up for me. So, my dad formed the caravan, you know, because he knew the roads. But when we got to the end of the valley...
The bridge is gone! You can't get out this way! Swing around! Back out! We get out the long way, over the ridge!
That way led behind the top reservoir. But just when we got near the runoff, this
huge tray came down right across the road. Wires were hissing and spitting and, oh, everything. We found out later the water company couldn't even get through to turn off the thing that lets the water go past the dam. We were stuck.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Head for high ground. All right, listen to me now. We're going to head up the ridge. All of you, take hands and follow me.
They all joined up, and then I thought of something.
Grab my hand, Freddy, and don't let go.
Dad, let me lead.
What?
I know a closer place than the top of the ridge where everybody will be safe. It's an Indian cave.
Now, Freddy, this is no time to kid around with fairy tales. Come on.
It's not a fairy tale. It's real. I promised old Jim never to tell. That's how secret it is. But, well, maybe people are more important than promises. We reached the cave just as the dam let go. The whole place was flooded, but it didn't come up as high as where we were. People couldn't get back to their houses for days. But everybody agreed it might have been worse. Anyhow, just before we left the cave, some of the people came over to my father.
Yeah. Freddie, the neighbors, they're very grateful to you.
Oh, that's okay.
They want to, we'll do something for you, like a reward, you know?
Oh, gee, no.
Son, people like to do things for other people. Think of something they can do, something neighborly, something to keep all of us together now. You understand?
Uh-huh. I know something.
Good. Say the word.
All I want is a promise.
Well.
Name it, Freddy.
What is it?
Mr. Hammond?
Hmm?
I want everybody, mothers and fathers and kids, and you too, Dad, hold up your right hand.
Well.
Okay, now, promise never to tell anybody about this cave, because it's a very special place. It's our special place. Okay?
We promise.
Okay, Freddy.
That's the story. Oh, except for one thing. When we got back home, the power was back on. So we turned on the radio to see what else happened.
Among those who were caught in the valley, tell me, Mr. Hammond, how did you escape the flood, you and your family?
We went straight up the ridge and sat it out. You know, we're kind of new to the area, but this youngster, Freddie, knew every inch of the territory. He's a bright kid. And he led us to...
Don't you dare.
Up the ridge.
You know, there's been a rumor for years there's an old Indian cave up there. Did you by any chance...
Please, please.
Oh, no. That's just an old wives' tale. No, we got pretty well soaked, but we sat it out under the trees. You can ask any of us.
I see. Well, about that boy, I suppose you could call him a hero.
So, if you're ever in our valley, just ask anybody about the Indian cave. Ask any kid, and everybody will say, "What Indian cave? There's no Indian cave around here. That's just an old wives' tale." Whatever that is...
Everybody can have a real Indian cave for a special place. But everybody ought to have some special place. A rock they can perch on, a tree to climb in, a little brook where they can watch pollywogs and stuff. And something else, a very special place in their heart and their thoughts for people like Freddie, who are different. You think about that special place until I come back shortly.
Tricks. How will I get some this time?
We're in Africa, where Andy and Sandy are taking pictures of the animals. And hiding in a nearby tree, it's the Tricks Rabbit.
Those kids have stopped for breakfast. I'll hide my ears, put on these leopard skin shorts, and disguise myself as Jungle Man. That'll get me some tricks.
Picking the perfect vine, the rabbit swings toward the Tricks. Across a wide river.
What's that?
Well, it's not a hippo taking a bubble bath.
It's a soggy jungle man.
Me, jungle man.
You all wet.
Me, hungry.
Want some roots and berries?
Uh-uh. Me go ape for juice, toast, milk, and tricks.
Have some.
Tricks in raspberry red, lemon yellow, orange, orange.
My ears.
Look, rabbit ears.
You're not Jungle Man. You're the rabbit.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
They sure made a monkey out of me.
Boy power. Boy power. Get with the scouts and get with it. Get with the scouts and get. Boy power. Boy power. Whatever it is that you've got to prove, you can do it. Scouts are on the move with boy power. Boy power.
The Scouts are on the move, and they'd like you to be with them. You'll find all the competition you can handle in the Boy Scouts, and a chance to make the most of yourself. Manpower begins with boy power, and nothing builds that like scouting. Join up now.
Get with the Scouts and get with it. Get with the Scouts and get boy power.
So, once again, we come to the end of another radio adventure. An adventure of your own making, happening on the wonderful stage of your own mind, your own imagination. Today, you shared for a little while the joy and sorrows of a boy who talked to rocks and frogs and birds. But in our radio theater, you never know who or where you may be next time.
With tasty, toasty Cheerios. It's track meet time. At the starting line, the whole team's counting on you. 100-meter run, then the race is done. Keep on the go, pull through.
Listen, Jill, we need this race to win the meet. It's all up to you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm ready to go.
Okay, here we go. Just remember.
On your marks.
Shoulders down at the start.
Get set.
Then let her fly.
Go!
Go! Go!
Sure, you're straining, but look, you're gaining. You're doing the best you can do. You're running hard and you're running fast. Keeping on the go. That's you.
Keep on the go, everyone. Keep on the go.
Go, go!
Cheerio. Keep on the go, everyone, with Cheerio.
Toast, juice, milk, and tasty, toasty Cheerios helps give you the energy it takes to keep on the go.
You can finish. Run, Jill, go!
Keep on the go, everyone, with Cheerio.
Cast included Russell Horton, Court Benson, Earl Hammond, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.
WSGW's Radar Weather Watch.
This is meteorologist Al Hare. We look for some clouds and snow showers over the western portions of the state again tonight, but clear skies and very cold temperatures over the eastern and southeastern portions of lower Michigan. Very cold Arctic air over the entire central portion of the country from the Mississippi Valley through the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley again tonight. Temperatures should tend to moderate a little during the early part of next week, but it also looks like by Monday night or Tuesday, another winter storm will be moving through the Great Lakes. A lot of clouds and snowfall associated with that pattern, probably here in lower Michigan, starting Monday night and continuing throughout the day on Tuesday. Coming up, I'll pinpoint our forecast for Bay City, Saginaw, and Midland.
Bowlers, this is Tom Weaver, inviting you to keep on top of all the bowling action with the WSGW Bowling Show, premiering Wednesday, February 9th at 6:20 p.m., and to be heard every Wednesday at 6:20. We'll be highlighting top scores, top average bowlers, top junior bowlers, special bowling events, and much more news. And from time to time, we'll feature special interviews. Don't miss the Bowling Show, Wednesdays at 6:20 on 79 WSGW.